Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, Zumba's a pretty hot way to work out. It's fun. It's, you know, rocking. You're dancing around. It's a little bit sexy. But what aren't your instructors telling you? My guest is Grace DeSimone. She's Group Fitness Director for Plus One Health Management and the editor of ACSM's Resources for the Group Fitness Instructor. Welcome to the show, Grace. Let's talk about Zumba because it just dropped off the worldwide trends list.
Thank you. Well, does everybody know what Zumba is? Should we start with that?
Let's start with what it is because maybe people actually don't know.
Okay. So if you've been living under a rock, Zumba is a high-low impact choreographed group fitness workout. It's set to world-inspired music, most commonly facilitated Latin music, and they use movements from salsa, merengue, hip-hop, samba, and reggaeton, and they create what they call a party. It is a party environment. You will have such an awesome time in these classes if you like to dance, if you like moving, if you like music. So, and let me start by saying this is not a Zumba bashing session. I love Zumba. I take Zumba. I enjoy all the things that are Zumba-like, but there's a lot of things that a person just walking into a Zumba class might not know.
Okay, so we're not bashing it, but let's go with the five things, because that's what we're calling this segment. Five things your instructor may not have told
you.
Tell us about them.
You ready? Number one, all Zumba classes are not created equal. If you take a Zumba class and you think it's great and it was perfect for you, the next class you take with a different instructor may be completely different. So understand that there. And if you're on the flip side of that, you didn't have a good experience, you're in, find another class. So you really do need to shop around and find a class, a facility that's appropriate for you. Now, all Zumba instructors need to go through the Zumba training, which is either 1 to 2 days for a basic training and basic certification. And that is what they get, a basic certification to learn the five different types of steps and how to put the movements together. And what's great, and one of the things I love about Zumba, is that they only require the instructors to learn certain movements and certain routines and that they use with certain music. And then the rest, the instructor can fill in on his or her own. So you could see how it could be really varied from class to class. With that said, your Zumba instructor who's certified to teach Zumba only knows Zumba. They are not a fully fledged fitness professional who has a comprehensive knowledge of all things fitness unless they also have a degree or a background or additional certification. So when you go to your Zumba instructor, know that. They might not have a good sense of how to balance out a workout, how to make the workout, you know, so you're using muscles in the front of your body, now you're using muscles in the back of your body. You do movements forward, you do movements backward, you do movements sideways. So you balance out the class. Somebody who's got a full-fledged fitness background will understand how to do that. Somebody who doesn't understand how to do that may be doing too many of the same movements over and over and over again. And what's going to happen there is you're going to wind up having a repetitive stress injury.
So you have to make sure. Well, it does, and you have to make sure that your instructor, that you know what you're getting, that you know if you're getting an instructor that is strictly certified in Zumba or a general fitness instructor that knows about other things, muscles, and or just
Absolutely.
Zumba. Find a class that's suited to you because some are obviously harder than others. So what's your next one?
The next one is joints beware. You really have to be careful with your joints, especially if you're not used to the movement. And it's so easy to get swept up in it. You know, it's fun. That's why it's like a party. They use a lot of quick lateral. Lateral just means sideways, so going side to side, doing quick sideways movements. They also change direction quickly, and they use pivoting movements where you're on the ball of your foot and then you're turning around. Those movements can wreak havoc on your knees and on your ankles and on your feet. And then, just imagine you're in there, and you're having a great time, and you're doing the shimmy, and you're shaking your groove thing. it's the best way somebody could throw out your back. I mean, you'll have fun doing it, and you'll look great doing it, but it's a back injury waiting to happen. So, and all of these things are potentially hazardous if you don't have a good foundation of strength and body awareness, and you just kind of throw yourself into a Zumba class sight unseen. Now, having a background in dance, which I do, when we learn routines, we do this thing called marking, which simply means you're going slowly, just you're not even like doing your arms, you just kind of walk through the steps, so you're teaching your body the movements. And for somebody just walking into a Zumba class first time, I would say mark it out a couple of times. Don't add all the little sexy nuances. Leave that for a few classes down the road, just so you kind of figure out what you're doing and get through the whole class. Most instructors do a lot of the same routines, so you'll learn the routines. And then you can start layering and adding things.
So are you going to look weird sitting there marking your steps when everybody else is jumping around, shaking their booties and getting
You'll be in tune and, you know, doing what everybody else is doing. And if you do not believe me, do this exercise. Stand outside a classroom where a Zumba class is going on, and instead of looking at the whole group, because everybody looks and goes, oh, I can't do that. Instead of looking at the whole group, because everybody looks like they're all in sync, really look. Look at the instructor, and then look at the students. And it's like there's, you know, 50 shades of Zumba going on in there. Everybody will be doing something different. And they're all just basically, they all go forward together, they all go backward together, they put their arms up, they put their arms down. Everybody isn't really doing exactly what the instructor's doing, which is the whole fun of it. You're just, you know, it won't be a terrible thing, but I would be cautious and learn the routines.
That's hilarious that you say everyone's doing their own version, but generally the same steps. Now give us one more.
Cross-training. You must cross-train people. If you are in a program, and it doesn't matter if you're taking Zumba, you're doing cycling, it doesn't matter what you're doing, and you do the same thing over and over and over again, especially with all those little tiny steps, number one, it's a lot of use and sometimes overuse on the body. The best thing for you to do, especially if you are a Zumba person, you take a lot of Zumba classes, get yourself in and cross-train. And because the injuries that are most commonly seen from Zumba are knee, ankle, and back injuries. So strength training is a perfect cross-training activity. And all you need to do is twice a week, 12 repetitions, 2 sets to muscular endurance, muscular exhaustion. That's it.
Of a variety of different weight training exercises. That's right.
Yeah, but you don't have to make a federal case out of it. You know, get in, get yourself either a set of dumbbells or get yourself a gym and a personal trainer to show you some basic exercises. You could probably get it done in 8 to 10 different exercises just to give your body a foundation of strength. You will be longer for the wear for all of those Zumba classes.
That is such great advice. Grace, wrap it up for us in about 30 seconds here. Your best advice about Zumba, this trend, but now, well, it's not such a trend anymore.
No, it's here to stay. Zumba's here to stay. So you want to make sure you cross-train, get some strength training in, do something different. Check out the instructor. Don't throw yourself whole hog into the workout. Mark it out a little bit. And then the other two things I'd have to say is be careful of the flooring. And your shoes, running shoes, do not a Zumba class make. You need to be in a cross-training shoe, and you should not be doing Zumba on a carpet.
Great advice, Grace DeSimone. Zumba, make sure you listen to this podcast again if you missed any of what we're saying and that you can write down, because that's such great advice. You're listening to Radio MD. And if you miss anything, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Just look for the Train Your Body page with the American College of Sports Medicine logo. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.